something?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, very
I'm
sorry.
Calling,
I'm
calling because someone informed me to return this call about the Roundup.
Oh, okay. I see. And did you use Roundup products yourself, sir?
Yes, I did.
And I just want to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your first and last name?
First name, Jermaine. Last name, Galashaw.
And then can I have the spelling on both?
Jermaine, J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, Galashaw, G-A-L-L-A-S-H-A-W.
Perfect. And so would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit? Or, yeah, the Roundup
sure.
lawsuit? Okay.
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, sir?
No, I do not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law
firm? I do not do any of those things.
And then when you were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with a type of cancer after spraying Roundup, sir?
Yes.
And then just to confirm, again, I'm very, very sorry. Do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. You're going in. I didn't hear you say that again. Hello?
So, did you know, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Oh, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It was a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. And if I may ask, did you ever have more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Is it like a subtype, like a different type?
Yeah, or like multiple.
No, they just said like the large B-cell lymphoma. It's basically what I remember. I'm currently at work right now, so I'm trying to answer your questions as best as possible.
Okay, no worries. And I'll make this as quick as possible. It was a diffused large B cell, and you didn't have, it was just the one diagnosis.
Yes.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
What year was that? I was diagnosed in August 2022, like the second week of August. Hello?
That was in 2022 of August.
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
At home. I used it like in my front yard, my backyard.
And then can I have the home address that you sprayed it at?
The home address?
Oh, yes, please.
Hello?
The home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
It was... Where 1331 North Cornwell, Colwmyn.
Colwmyn?
Yes.
Perfect. And that was in Philadelphia?
Yes.
And then I'm just going to read off the address I have for you online. I have 1331 Cowlin Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
That's not where I live at, but that's where I sprayed it at. That's not where I live at now.
Got you. And did you spray it at any other home address, or is there any other addresses you use it at?
I use it at other addresses, but I can't remember. You know, I was doing landscaping for people, so I don't remember everybody's address.
Okay. And, so the only address you remember using it at was 1331 Cowlin Street in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that was the main one.
And you never sprayed Roundup for work, correct? Or did it for work?
No. No. Well, you consider it work. Some people paid me.
I see, but you weren't employed for anyone doing it?
No.
Perfect. And then what was the age of your diag at the time of your diagnosis?
40, I was like 41.
I see. And again, I'm very, very sorry. Do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Like 10 years.
10 years.
Yes.
And when did you start spraying and when did you stop spraying? What year and year?
I started about 2012. I stopped in 2022.
And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? So throughout the 10 years, it doesn't have to be 10 consecutive days, but overall.
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I just have to ask if you have any history of the following. Please let me know. This is for medical purposes. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's you had, or family history of cancer?
Nothing other than what you just said, yeah, no.
Nothing from what I just, nothing on the list.
Nothing on the list, not enough.
Okay. And then the main type, what was the type of, you said it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Correct.
And then the spelling on the first name is Jermaine, Jermaine.
Correct.
And then what was the middle name?
Terrell, Terrell.
And then last name is Galashaw, Gallashaw.
Yes.
So I have Jermaine, Jermaine, Terrell, Terrell, and then Galashaw, Gallashaw.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
And are you currently married?
No.
And then can I have this next part is for HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
220-281.
And then can I have your full social again for identification?
Full social.
Yes, please.
201-201-667-452.
Perfect. And then date of birth I have is 02/22/1981. The full social I have on file is 201-667-452. And how, sorry, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could potentially lead to the diagnosis you had?
You want to know the symptoms I was experiencing?
Or yeah, do you know?
That's what you asked me? What are you asking me?
Or how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could have led to the cancer that you got?
Commercials. I was watching a commercial and I seen a link on the social media.
And then when was this? This year, last year?
This was actually last year or earlier this year. No, it was earlier this year, around in February. Yeah, it was earlier this year.
And then, can I have your height and weight?
My height and weight, I'm probably around 5'6". My weight is probably like 190,
And then, can I have a prime
180.
180? Can I
But, yeah.
have a primary email address I can put on file?
Primary. All right, so that'll be jtgalishaw@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back to you. I have JT Galashaw, Gallashaw at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the phone number I have is 267-690-4683.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then this next part is just your Roundup exposure. We are almost done here. How many times per month or year would you say that you sprayed Roundup? So how many times per year?
How many times per year? Oh my God. I don't know. On the weekends, over 52 times, like mainly on the weekend.
Probably like 50 times a year.
Yes, you say that.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? So if you were diagnosed in 2022, were you spraying in 2021?
Yes.
And you started spraying in 2012 and stopped in 2022?
Correct.
And then was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly, I would say monthly.
And how was it applied? A hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Backpack sprayer.
And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Some gloves.
Okay.
I use some gloves and some glasses.
Gloves and glasses. And then when you were applying it, how big of an area was it applied to? Residential.
Did I get?
So
Oh yeah,
when
I'm
you
saying it again.
where did you apply it to, and how big of an area was it applied to? Was it like a residential? Was it like a home garden?
Residential, like a residential garden.
And what state did you use the product in? Was it only Philadelphia? Or
Yes.
right? No, Pennsylvania. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know. Yes.
I'm sorry about that. And then
No, you, it's all right.
what was your exposure? Was it occupational, commercial, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
And then how were you first exposed? Was it through home gardening?
Yes.
And these next couple questions are going to be pretty easy for you. Were you exposed directly or indirectly?
Well, I guess you would say directly. It's not like I
Perfect.
poured it down my throat, though, but I still use it.
Perfect. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Perfect. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime? So 50, 100, more or less?
Probably more than 100. I don't,
More than
probably like
100.
100.
Got you. And did you ever live, or did you ever get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Perfect. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Perfect. We're almost done here. What type of Roundup was it? Was it a concentrate, premix?
Concentrated.
And where did you purchase it? Was it Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then, do you have any receipts of the Roundup purchase? Any Roundup in your possession?
I don't have none in my possessions. I might can find some receipts. I'm not sure about that right now. But I know I don't got none in my possession. I know I ain't got no more than that round of around.
And have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke.
And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Got you. And then we just have to ask current employer, employer address, and job title. So if you give me the name of your employer, I can look at the address and everything.
Oh, Mrs. Wrestlers. MRSRESSLERS.
Wrestlers. Perfect. And then 5501 Tabor Avenue in Philadelphia. Perfect. And then I have the phone number and everything as well. What is your current job title there?
Line lead, warehouse lead.
Warehouse lead. And have you oh, just 1 second, sorry. Have you ever lost any time off work because of the surgery or any treatment that you had to receive because of the diagnosis?
I had missed a few days because of treatment. Yes, I have.
And then was it like a few days, or was it like weeks, months, or was it like
No, it wasn't no consecutive. It was just treatment days, like on a Wednesday. This Wednesday, I had to go to treatment. Next week, I had to go to. It was stuff like that. It wasn't no consecutive, like weeks or months.
And okay, do you know any of the dates that you took off?
Not offhand, no. Not right now, not offhand.
And then just one second. And have you ever been in the military, if I may ask?
No, I haven't.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
A long time ago, a long time ago,
And
over
then
10 years ago.
over 10, and then do you, okay, I'll just put over 10 years ago. And if the attorneys ask, they can get the information. Do you know the name of the doctor that you were treated at, or the name of the hospital you were treated at?
Yes, it's a funny name. I went to Jefferson Hospital, and the doctor name, that's the one I'm trying to, the doctor name was Dr. Draylich. I think it was Dr. Draylich. Yeah,
And then, what was the
that's what it
name of the
was.
hospital? Do you know the name of the
Thomas
hospital?
Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Sorry about that. Thank you. And then his first name, how did you spell his first name?
Draylich is like Drelich.
Douglas Dralick out of Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'm just going to put all this information in. It'll take like 1 second. I'm going to read this off. I have 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 190.
1 hour.
19107.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that 111 South 11th Street. Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And that was Douglas Drellick.
Yes.
And then, if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It slowed me down. Like I don't. I'm not as active with my kids as I used to be. I'm not. I don't. My plans have changed. I have to do less and get people to help me more. Always short of breath and stuff. It's harder. It's hard on me.
I'll put and interferes with like work performance.
As far as work performances, I can't really. This is a warehouse where it's mainly like hands-on, and I can't really do much. So I do more of a supervising or assisting than actual physical work the whole time now. This
Gotcha.
is just, yeah, it wasn't like that at first.
I understand. But since then, so it took a backseat, kind of slowed him down. He isn't as active as kids. He can't do much without needing assistance constantly, and the
Right.
diagnosis interfered with his work performance.
Correct.
And do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
I will have to find them. I will have to find them.
They
Not on
do.
me right now that I could send you, but I'll have to find them.
Okay. Would the hospital have them?
They should. They might have it on file. They should. I
Okay.
believe so.
And then, if I may ask, what was the date of your treatment, or what date were you treat? We're almost done here. What was the date of your treatment?
The date I was treated, like the exact date or how long I was treated for?
Just to the best of your knowledge, the date your treatment started.
Let me see, that was 2 years. The day that my treatment started was sometime in like August. Back in August, let me see, August, September. I would say around like September 2022 after I got diagnosed.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, stem cell transplant?
They gave me chemotherapy for 6 months with 12 sessions, and I had a radiation therapy for 2 months with 2 sessions, and they was giving me some pain medication.
As well as pain medication. And then could I have your full home address, please?
1605 West York Street, YORK, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 191-3232.
Perfect. I have 1605 West York Street, Philadelphia, Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Correct.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive.
Okay.
The emergency contact that you put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
They do not live with me.
Okay. And then do we have permission to contact them?
Say that again.
Do we have permission to contact them?
Yes. If something happened, yes, I will give you permission to contact.
And then can we have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
First name is Carlissa, Carlissa.
Carlissa.
Last name, Seth, Seth.
Okay, and then can I have her phone number and relationship to you?
267-437-0746.
And then relationship to you?
Oh, this is my daughter's mother. I don't know how you want to word it. Wife, fiance, baby mom.
Got you. I'll put girlfriend.
All right, thank you.
No worries. Girlfriend. Should be done here. So now, just 1 second. Just 1 second. It should go through right now. I'm sending over the attorney documents. They're going to come through the either text message or email, and let me know as soon as you have access to them so we can go through them together.
Something just came.
Perfect.
Came through in a text message.
Perfect.
Let's see if I can open it. DocuSign.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's say please sign.
Yes. So, yeah, as soon as you click on the link, it's going to ask you to continue or review and act on these documents. Just click through until you actually see, it'll say, like, Pulaski, or it'll say, like, Roundup Litigation on the top. Just click continue until you see that. And then when you are there, there's going to be a highlighted like start button on the top left. You can just click that, and it's going to have you adopt your own signature. It's either going to be a draw to sign or your initials.
All right, so hold up. It's not letting me do nothing. All they say is please review and act on these documents. Please sign. I've been touching everything on the screen, but it's not letting me do nothing.
Hold okay, up. Just click.
All right, never mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it takes a second.
Yeah, I pushed the joint at the... Electronic record music. So I need to sign this and say please sign.
Yep. If you have any questions or if any of the information on there is incorrect, like addresses, date of birth, names, just let me know and I can resend the documents as well.
So at the top it says start. Should I click that?
Yes, please. And then just let me know if you have any questions about any of the documents.
Well, the information is correct on here. I signed everything, initialed everything.
Perfect. And then it's going to say finish at the bottom right, or it's going to say next or finish.
Mm-hmm. Right. I clicked it.
Perfect.
It says you're done signing.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you do have any questions, just let me know. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours of receiving these documents, though. So as soon as they get a hold of you, you won't really need me. But if you do have any questions between now and when they reach out to you, you can text me. I'll send you a text.
So who's going to contact me?
Pulaski or whichever attorney group is going to be handling your case. They'll reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. And then I'll send you a text from my personal number. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me between now and when they get a hold of you.
All right.
Perfect. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, that's it. How long would this take?
For them to reach out to you?
Yeah.
Probably like 24.
Mainly the whole process. Like, how long this whole process going to take? Like three years?
Could be less. They'll explain it to you as soon as they get a hold of you and they get an idea of what your case is. They're just going to go over everything I went over with you today, but it's going to be the attorney group you're working with, so they'll be able to give you a lot more in-depth answers. Just be on the lookout for that first phone call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then, if you have any questions for me about, the policy or the documents, just let me know, okay? I'm sending you a text right now.
All right, yeah, because I'm going to definitely look over it more when I get home. I'm unable to do that right now, though, but thank you.
No worries. I'll send you a text right now.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Be safe.